Felder, how you doing, buddy? You good? You hydrated?
Very hydrated.
Good.
Super hydrated.
Good.
Feeling very good. I don't know if you guys noticed this, but look at their mics. Look at my mic.
I had not noticed that, no. Do you want to trade?
No, I don't want to trade.
Okay, good.
I just got the all black mic.
I mean,
I am the all black mic. So we're good. But no, we got a lot of stuff that we want to get to. One, thank you so much to the Bond Brothers Eastside. And obviously, shout out
Eastside.
Yes, Eastside. And wanted to say also thank you to the OGs, man. Come on.
Yes.
Yeah. Y'all got some OG light?
Are you guys not drinking OG light?
There we go.
That's not what is in this cup, but it's very good.
I know the secret.
What are we called, Felder?
Huh?
What's this show?
What's the name of the show?
Oh, this is Hand in the Dirt. It's a garden podcast about football, and really, it's a lifestyle podcast.
There we go.
I got here too late today to shave my head, but I am taking my hat off because it's hot under the lights. So that's just the reality.
Do you want to let people know?
What?
I don't want to step on your intro.
Let them know what?
So Felder and I are spending the night in Cary.
We are
residents for the evening. And I checked into the hotel. I hit up Felder. I'm like, hey, what hotel are we staying at? And he tells me what hotel.
Yes.
It's a very nice hotel. It's down the street. Felder requested that when I check in, I be placed next door to him.
I didn't say next door. No.
He used to say close, right?
I said close.
Thank you.
Now, can we just... Someone can say there's a difference between requested that I got placed next door and say, like, we're on the same floor.
We're
like
sharing a wall.
Zone. And you...
Yes, the door is open. The door is open.
The door is open.
We left the hotel. The door was open.
The door's open.
It was one of those, what's up, big dog?
Yes, the door's open.
Like, we're here.
Is tonight going to be like, what, you remember when you guys would have a sleepover when you were kids? Like, and you know, like your friend, you're on the bed or your friend's on the bed, and then
God,
you're on the
I
floor of the
not.
Air mattress.
I hope
and you're
not.
Just like, it's like, hey, man, are you asleep? Nah.
Nah.
Dude, nah. I think UNC is going to be pretty good this year. I don't know. What do you think?
Yo, you want to watch a movie?
Dude, put on Lord of the Rings.
First of all, no, you're a nerd for that.
Yeah? Those movies are excellent.
I didn't say they were bad. I just said you're a nerd for that.
That's fine.
Which is fine. By the way, if you're not having an OG light,
you're a nerd.
Our buddy Logan.
Why don't
our buddy
you go to
Logan
Georgia
at the
Tech?
Bar. Check out Logan at the easy with the Georgia Tech. Logan at the bar will take care of you. It's good to be here. This is a chill spot. I like Cary. I've been to Cary, but not like to spend the night.
Yeah.
Well, I could feel the money. I could feel it driving in. I could sense it. I could smell it.
I went to Lowe's. I went to the Cary Lowe's.
Grocery or hardware?
The hardware store. It is like hidden behind a what do you call it? Curtain of pines. Like it's like the pine curtain in Texas. It's beautiful when you get in there. They've got like cursive letters that say like fixtures on one part of it.
You could read it.
You can't see the Lowe's from the road.
Yeah. What'd you get?
I got a phone charger because I just need to kill time and mill about. It's really nice. Our Lowe's is not that nice.
Dude. Why is there duct tape on this?
There's another all black mic right there. If you want to trade.
Yeah,
it's not all
you
black,
two.
First of all. I don't know if you can see. Does that look like all black to you?
The light's not. It looked all black at first. I don't see color, Felder.
Well, you should.
That is not. We
that's
don't
not,
say that.
That's not a good
Stop.
Thing.
Stop.
All right, so, folks, we're going to have a guest here in a little bit. Right now, we want to say thank you to the brewery. Thank you to the OGs. And I'm trying to read this stuff because I want to make sure we hit on all. Because Steven made me write out a run of show.
It's the royal we. It's all three of us. It
no,
benefits all of us.
No, Steven made me write out a run of show.
It's a loose. The system does work.
Who said
thank
that?
You. The system does work. Which, by the way, speaking of voicemails, we do have an empty mic. It is.
We do.
In the spirit of what we do. If there are folks here who have lawn or garden or football questions or just questions in general, and you'd like to come up at some point, there will be time to ask questions.
Absolutely.
The system does work. We do take voicemails on the show, but obviously...
We're not doing voicemails.
They're going to be live here tonight, so don't
be
scared.
These are going to be live. So here's what I'm going to tell you. Rehearse in your head.
Yeah.
Rehearse in your head. Because I can tell you this, as someone who MCs bingo night at his kid's school, the way that when you put a mic in someone's face, and then the way they look like Neo from The Matrix... Like, that's a real thing. Like, they're like, no. I don't know. I didn't want to be on stage. I just wanted to be the president of the PTA. You can't be the president of PTA and not want to talk to the school. You can't do that. That's not real. You know what I'm saying? And also, so I'll say this. I have two things that I have to say before we get into, like, the light talk topics. You don't know about this, Stephen. Serber does know about it.
Is this what we talked about?
This
what,
is
yesterday?
What we talked about. Yes.
Okay.
So I've taken several spills.
Is this a side chat conversation?
It was. We had a side chat today about what time you were going to get here. We have side chats.
We're friends. He cares about me and my well-being.
Who was closer on the ETA? Who was closer?
What do you mean?
On the arrival.
You guys got here at the exact same time.
He was closer. No, we didn't. First of all, fuck that. No.
Well, I saw you at the exact same time.
I got here an hour before.
Felder, you said you took a couple spills. To be clear, how many times have you fallen in the last 2 years?
2 years?
In public.
How many times have I fallen in the last 2 years in public? Three.
Was the Jumpman Classic on that list?
Jumpman Classic is top, number one with a bullet. I don't know if my dad's here. Dad, are you here?
Nope.
He's on his way. I'm sure he's on his way.
He probably went to the wrong...
I'm sure he's on his way.
He's at the other Bond Brothers.
Easy. Easy.
But, no, I've fallen a couple times. I took one time when I was trying to catch a stomp rocket.
That's a pro move,
I hurt my shoulder, and then another time I was at, like he said, Jumpman Classic. And I got, like, you know, you guys remember, can I have hands in the air for Haseem Rahman? Anyone remember that? There's one.
And
There's one. Okay.
You're making up hands.
No, there are at least four hands that went up.
That's a deep cut.
So I got a humongous hematoma on the back of my head with a little bit of blood. And then this fall, I am very proud of. I'm very proud of this fall. I wake up 7:30 Pacific.
In California.
Do you have a pen?
You got to do the math?
I do not have a pen.
No, just do this in your head.
I wake up. There's my dad. Yeah. So I wake up 7:30. So that's 10:30, right? That's 10:30. I got you. It was Joseph, right?
No.
Jonathan? It starts with a J.
Jerry.
It starts with a K, big boy.
Jack.
What is it?
Ken.
We
just talked outside. That's what these OG lights will do to you.
Ken. Good.
Ken with a K.
Ken. I thought it was Joseph.
Just Ken.
We do have a Joseph in the audience.
There's a Joseph. Okay, so I'm not wrong.
Shout out to Joseph. He's
Ken.
Here.
Ken. Shout out to the main Joseph from the Bible.
Yeah, shout out to Joseph for stepping up when God wouldn't.
So
did what's right, bro.
But no, so here's what happens. So I wake up at 10:30 Eastern. 3 o'clock Eastern, I go to lunch. My wife and I split a burger at a surf club on Redondo Beach. No big deal. Easy. Easy money sniper, Kevin Durant, right?
Nice. Durantula.
The Durantula. We go back to the hotel. I got a late checkout. We grab our luggage. We go to the airport. We're going to the airport. At the airport, we get in there. We have a layover in Denver. And now, keep in mind, this is 7:45 at night. Flight, 7:45 Pacific time. So that's 10:45 at night. We have a layover in Denver. It's quick. It's tight, Hartzell.
Yeah, it gives me stress just thinking about it.
And then I get on the plane, and then we've landed in Charlotte at like 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Your boy has been cruising. I have not been asleep. I'm cruising. I'm ready. I'm rocking.
And 30 I'm hours, you think?
27, okay. Maybe 30. And I'm cruising. And I got to get back. I got to get my baby home.
And then what happened?
And then my earbud fell out of my head.
Boy, you hate to see it.
And it fell out of my head. I don't know if y'all been to the Charlotte airport, but they start that incline
Yeah.
So I'm on flat ground. My earbud starts to come out, and it bounced off my shoulder. You know how they do. They act crazy.
Yeah.
Am I wrong? They act crazy, right? Earbuds go crazy.
And you're a dad. Anytime you drop anything on the ground, it's a risk that there's just a giant hole that will open up and eat that.
So we're in the airport. It hits my shoulder and just goes forward.
Are you on the moving?
No. I get my steps in, player. Yeah,
okay.
Come on.
I'm just checking.
You know I get my steps in.
Just needed clarification.
So, wasn't able to do the mile the day before, so.
No, I did the mile.
Right.
Obviously.
It hits the shoulder, and I reach out and grab it, and then I hit the incline.
Oh, man.
And Do you guys know the videos of the seals? Like the seals or the penguins?
Penguins going down like a luge?
Yeah. That's what I look like. But guess what? We got that AirPod.
Nice.
Yeah, dude.
Nice.
We got that AirPod. So we did that, and it was good, and California was good. And
we got some guests in the house from California.
California.
We got some folks who have traveled very far to be here.
Who?
You love to see it. Alex Kirshner. Split Zone Duo.
He's doing a show tomorrow. That doesn't count.
It does count.
It does count.
It very much counts.
Speaking of.
Congrats.
Split Zone Duo is performing live tomorrow night at the Rialto.
That's correct.
At the Sports Podcast Festival. If you don't have a ticket yet, go ahead and grab one. Make sure you get to see them tomorrow night.
Yeah. Alex has a lot of choices, man. He chose to be here tonight. That's a big deal. So we appreciate you,
Alex.
We're
playing golf with Alex tomorrow.
That's a true story. That's
back-to-back teases of this round.
I wasn't going to put that in the show, but there is a golf.
Who's going to win?
We're playing a
Richard
tough course.
Richard or Alex
We're playing
will be
a
my
tough
guess.
Course tomorrow. I don't... We're playing at a...
Oh, no.
We're playing at a university golf course in the Triangle, so that we're narrowing it down to one of three places. We're going out early.
So you're playing at Chapel Hill?
Nah, not necessarily. I mean,
he said the nice one.
Could be Lonnie Pool. Could be Waduke. You got options. This is a great place to play golf. This is a good place in the country to be. So anyway, we appreciate our folks who have traveled many miles to be here. Many miles. Thank you.
I'm excited. I want to get some Hartzell stuff in.
What do you want to know?
I want to know about the garden.
The garden is struggling. For those that don't listen to the show, my mother-in-law.
Oh, hang on. Can we just get one for here? The mom of the show?
Yeah, we have my mom. She's here. My mom is here. Your dad is here. It's a family affair.
My dad's here.
It's a family affair. You love to see it. Thank you all for coming.
Thank you. Thank everyone for coming. Go ahead.
So for those folks that don't listen to the show, like my mother-in-law lives with us. She's a lovely woman. We call her Yaya. She has a garden in the backyard. The garden has a peach tree which has been growing at an exponential rate. For folks who are from the state, you know, they sell peaches here, like especially down in like the Pinehurst area, you can buy peaches. We grew this tree from a peach pit. I mean, it's thriving, okay?
Did you really grow it from a peach pit?
Yeah, legit, wow. Like a Pinehurst peach. So this peach tree is thriving. However, it was planted directly in front of the garden. So this thing is now probably...
So that's not good.
No. It's not good because the peach tree is now 30 feet tall. And it is blocking all sun.
All sun and the roots.
And for anybody who has a fruit tree, at least here, like we have squirrels. And we've had this discussion on our show. We've been doing the show for a long time. We have like a pest power rankings. Squirrels are a fucking problem.
Do we settle on squirrels or deer as number one?
Yours is deer.
Deer,
mine
yes.
are squirrels.
Yeah.
Like we have a fenced in backyard. If you have a fenced in yard, like deer aren't rolling up on you. But
facts.
I mean, I guess they could. If they want it bad enough, they could hop the fence.
You never see the videos on like Christmas or Thanksgiving where a deer just jumps through the window of a food line?
To be clear to the listener at home who may not have heard that, someone in the audience pointed out that deer jump just further proving that Hartzell ain't ready for them deer.
You're not wrong. Like if a deer wants to hop a 5-foot fence, there's nothing I can do about it. Like,
do you
shout out to
coyotes
the deer.
Can hop 5-foot fences?
Sure, yeah. For sure. We got those too.
Could you hop a 5-foot fence, Felder?
Could I?
Yeah.
Easy. Yeah.
No.
Easy.
No.
Yeah.
My body will be destroyed.
Wait. The way you said easy, could you do it, Hartzell?
You're talking about like putting the hand on top of the fence and clearing it.
Is a deer putting their paw on top of the fence and then getting it?
Ain't no way. Ain't no way.
They're hurdling.
Ain't no
way. Do you not see the connection I was making?
You're talking about hurdling.
So
I could hurdle a 5-foot fence.
As far as the peach tree is concerned, there is a point at which all these peaches are growing and you're waiting for them to ripen and get to the point where you can just right off the
what are you doing
branch.
Do you hold like the emoji up next to him to see if that's like how it's matching up?
The squirrels.
Oh, the wagon.
The squirrels. Yeah.
Yeah, the butt emoji.
I know where you're going. The squirrels get to the peaches before we do. So yeah, is okay with us. Finally, we're gonna cut that. We're gonna cut it down.
You're gonna cut it down.
We're gonna cut down the peach tree. She's good with it.
Can you propagate?
Yes.
Part of the, okay.
Got it. Can I have
move it elsewhere? Yeah.
We have seedlings that fall.
Uh huh.
And we give them out. I'm pretty sure you got. Like, yes, I got you, Mom. But
Liz, Liz was concerned she would not get
Liz was like, "Don't do me dirty."
We will get you a peach tree.
Remember how I raised you?
I mean, shit. If any of y'all want a peach tree, we can take care of you. But the point is, the garden is not doing well.
Oh no! Oh no! 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 No!
The cucumbers. Yeah. The cucumbers are like the saddest thing I've ever seen.
No,
they're like this big. That's my pinky.
You got like the little cocktail pickles.
Are those like gherkins?
They're sad. It's a sad, sad, sad cucumber situation. So anyway, the garden is not thriving. Chickens are doing okay. Like
they're alive.
They're producing, right? They're giving it. They're dropping, right?
Yeah.
I can tell you something.
We're getting eggs.
I will say this. I feel bad about saying it. This I've never said this out in public. I've only said it to my wife, who I love dearly.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I did give half of your egg crates away.
That's totally, I'm not offended by that. That's fine. That's fine.
I said, oh my God.
The thing about the chickens
just to be fair, I gave them away. My dad's right there. I gave them away to Miss Masuga, my 8th grade Spanish teacher.
All love.
I gave them away to my 8th grade Spanish teacher because she also has chickens.
I'm not offended
by
that.
As one does.
Okay.
We are dealing with...
Yes, I'm still friends with my 8th grade Spanish teacher.
That's awesome.
That's a lovely thing. Felder's very plugged into the public school system.
That's a beautiful thing, man.
Shout out to Big Steve.
Shout out to Big Steve.
So... So maybe I'll set the table for later when people ask questions. We're currently in the midst of a raccoon issue.
Oh no!
The trash or
no,
the vegetables?
No, this is chickens.
Oh
yes.
Oh bro.
Yo.
So
how do you?
That sounds awesome.
So here's the situation.
Okay, I want to hear this.
Raccoons don't.
They don't kill to eat.
They don't kill to eat.
No, this is blood. They're like Jean-Claude Van Damme.
They just kill to maim. Like, they're literally just there to decapitate and open up chickens.
Don't be here.
Now, our raccoons are more interested, at least for now, with the chicken feed than the chickens.
Right.
Okay.
So they're
that's better for you.
No, but here's the problem. If they can enter the chicken run, which is supposed to be fenced off.
You paid good money for this run.
They can get in, like if they decide one day, like, hey, instead of food, we want the bird. They can get in there.
They will take the bird.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So your boy set up a trail cam. I have a trail cam.
Yeah.
It's like pointed in the run.
You think you're going to see Sasquatch then?
No,
maybe?
No. I've seen these coons.
He's squatching.
We've got
possums.
We're in Western North Carolina.
Like at night, all kinds of stuff rolls up on this fence. But
yes.
The raccoons literally just, they crawl up, in, and they're just feasting on the feed. So we've taken the feed away, and now the concern...
The only option is...
You took the thing that was keeping them away from the chickens.
We don't want them to come back. Your boy is invested... I haven't
they
said this on the show.
They want to come back.
Your boy's invested in a raccoon in a trap.
Would you rather... Hang on, let me ask...
Is this a civilized trap?
It is a humane trap, I've been told.
That ain't gonna work.
But here's the problem. No.
You're gonna scare the other raccoons.
You cannot legally. Now, if somebody in the audience is like a
does somebody
ranger,
in the office
is there a season or something
in the audience? No.
If somebody in the audience is a park ranger or law enforcement, I do not want to like.
Any cops here?
You come up. If you're one of those people, come up here, please.
My understanding is in North Carolina, you cannot like. You cannot legally kill a raccoon.
Right, you cannot murk a raccoon.
Nor can you legally, like, take it for a ride.
And you can't take office supplies from the office, but, you know,
So, like, if we catch a raccoon, which is the goal here, you can legally...
Come here!
Come on,
okay.
Up. Educate us, because my
that's fine.
No.
That makes you a law enforcement officer.
Get up here.
That's better than we did.
Yeah. What's your name? Where you're calling from?
Go Heels.
My name is Steven, fellow PH Steven.
Love to see it.
Well, I'm done.
Are you PH? You're PH.
PH.
There we go.
I'm the one who called in and mansplained that you were actually at the East Side location and not the
thank
other
you.
Location.
Oh, thank
that,
you, because
was...
I didn't know.
After,
I really didn't know.
I think
you
after Hartzell started
explain.
The show by saying that it was actually at the East Side location.
It's informative.
So, yeah, you can trap mm-hmm. raccoons in North Carolina, which
yes.
generally runs from October 13th to February 28th. So right now, no.
Oh, you can't even trap.
2 months.
What if they're a pest, like, in your home?
I think you should call somebody. That's my understanding is the whole industry of, like, pest control is built around people that are allowed to do this versus you doing it on your own.
What if you
and
the raccoon had a
pet? It does say landowners can only trap raccoons causing property damage under a special depredation permit issued by the NC Wildlife Resources Commission. And you must have a trapping license. So
the chickens are your property, correct?
Trap or die.
Yeah. No.
Dude, if you get a trapping license, I will call you Trapper Steve.
There's a reason I have the all black
Steve,
mic as well.
It's not all black.
I would embrace that. Yeah, I would embrace that.
It makes more sense.
Well, thank you for the clarification.
I'm going to go sit down now. And,
yeah, go ahead.
Thank you for...
Thank you, Steven.
Not be on your show anymore.
This thing I say to my daughter all the time, thank you for being great. Thank you for being great.
Thank you.
Get a koozie from the thing.
Speaking
Hang on.
Of t-shirts.
Yeah, we have an announcement to make for those here,
Don't
those
yell at me.
Listening. For those here, Felder, tell them what we have for sale that you can physically leave with today.
You can physically leave with, there's some stickers there. There's also koozies. Koozies are $5. I will tell you this right now. You can't physically leave with the t-shirts. The t-shirts, if you go to each one of these placards, you can order a t-shirt online.
Yes.
3 different versions, correct?
Yeah, so we have 3 shirts on the site right now, more to come. You can, for those of you who are listening at home, you can get those shirts at hitd.threadless.com. That's hitd.threadless.com. All the shirts are printed on Comfort Colors. Just please...
It's a good shirt.
Yeah, get one of these shirts. I love Comfort Colors shirts.
I've used this.
This is the site that I've used for Killer Ant shirts in the past. So you can order shirts from this site. They will be delivered to your door. And then, I mean, what do we have on there? We've got I'm Not a Movie Guy as one of the shirts.
Not a movie guy.
We have the OG Hen in the Dirt logo. Shout out to Ryan Mitchell for the art.
Shout out to Ryan Mitchell forever.
And we also have our most famous line, perhaps, of the show, Calm Down, It's Okay, printed onto a television
shirt. Shout out to him. Shout out. That's my dad right here, guys.
Shout out to Miguel.
That's my dad. Calm down. It's okay.
Those are available for $35 online. Please buy one.
If only you'd listen, though. If only that would resonate with you. The calming down.
I can't calm down.
And the it's okay.
I'm too turned up.
I know.
And I have the Ramblers, just so you know, if you buy a Rambler, I will bring it out to you with a note, and you also get a koozie with that. So just for the record. Just let me know after the show, and we'll deal with that. We did a little... Dude, I'm hot. I'm tired.
You look great, man. You're fine.
I think I look okay.
You're glowing.
I didn't get to shave my head today.
That's a little unnerving, I'll be honest. I don't think I've seen you with hair on your head in 7 or 8 years.
Yeah,
like pre-Chicago. Because you started shaving in Chicago.
Yeah. So that's life. I just didn't have time. Didn't have time.
Well, and you fell.
And I fell. And then like my dad. Penguin. My dad calls me today. You got to take a different way. You got to take a different way.
It's a pro move.
You got to the roads. You got to take a different way.
Your dad's grinding on waves.
I feel like my dad and your mom would be like Steven. You got to take a different way.
I'm the traffic guy, though. Like, I don't, you know, like, I hear you. You know, you're not wrong. Look, if Liz
was going somewhere before you and she was going the normal way,
yes,
she and it wasn't working, she would tell you to take a different way.
No doubt. Yeah. That's
just a fact, right?
I can't wait. Good looking out, Liz.
Can't wait to do that to my kids, honestly.
All right, so here's what we got. I'm going to do this real quick because we got to have Matt Brown.
Yeah, yeah.
So you want to do Matt Brown or you want to do this? You want to do Matt? You know what? Let's do it. Let's have Matt Brown out.
We're talking.
And we'll do this real quick.
We're talking Rad Dads. Let's bring in our man, Matt Brown.
Matt Brown.
Extra points.
Thanks for getting the college football video game back, man.
Hey, you know, I don't want to use the word hero, but if you guys do, I'm not going to stop you.
I'm not going to.
So for those that don't know, Matt Brown.
No, I'm joking.
Extra points.
Awesome. Very cool.
The business of college sports, which I don't know if anybody's been keeping up with college sports the last couple of years, but litigation, business. That's our guy right here. So I love the shirt, by the way.
Oh, by the way, yeah, stand up and show people your shirt. Yeah. Woo! Freedom of Information Act and find out.
It's clever.
Doesn't make me a whole lot of friends if I have to go to like the police station for anything, but it, you know.
Well, the police aren't your friends anyways.
Well, no. No. No, but for this kind of setting, it felt appropriate.
Yeah.
It's a Rad Dad shirt if you're a dork like I am.
So let's get into Rad Dad. What is your latest Rad Dad?
So this is actually something I would love to talk to you guys about, because this is becoming an issue in our house. I have two little girls. My oldest is about to turn 11.
Okay.
And I have a seven-year-old. And
I got a seven-year-old.
Yeah, and I don't know if this is the case with your kids. My girls have decided that a cornerstone of their entire personality and self-identity will now vary from month to month from various pop stars. So for the last 2 months, like the cornerstone part of their identity is Katy Perry. So
Katy Perry still makes music.
Yeah.
Oh, Katy Perry's all over TikTok and everything.
She's on top of the world.
Really.
Thank you. She's on tour. I didn't know.
Yeah. Well, you're not alone. Lots of other people do.
You are not alone.
No.
My girls are the only two people that have like looked at the last 6 months and thought, I want to get on this bandwagon.
Now. This is the time.
This is me.
But here's the problem. Because like I don't really have a strong opinion about Katy Perry's music, one way or the other, legitimately. But the thing about my girls is once they've decided they want this is the most important thing in the world, they need to go to the internet and look up the lyrics to all the songs.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So they can sing along. My kids are 7 and 11, so you know, relatively recently, I'm
like
putting them to bed. Yeah, and they're like, Dad, what's a menage a trois?
Yep, there it is.
I don't understand all of these words. So,
it didn't go where I thought it was going.
No. So I want to know, I would like to hear how your move for this is before I tell you what my wife and I did and how we're struggling with this situation.
Hartzell?
No, I'm going to let you go. I'm going to let you cook, man.
No. I only have one kid. You got two, like him.
This wasn't in that manual that they gave me at the hospital.
We have two, like him.
You know?
So what are the definition, like specifically, like what are the words that they're wanting definitions
they are
on?
All sex things.
Yeah, see, that's not my lane. Like, my kids want to know, like historical stuff. Like,
your kids are thinking about the Roman Empire.
They're like, no, they're like watching Indiana Jones, and they're like, what's that flag?
Oh.
And I'm like,
it's a flag that's real bad for me and my people.
That was Germany for a while, buddy.
Yeah. Okay.
So I can't help you there. Like, we use like real words for stuff. Like,
sure.
You know, same.
Yeah, all right. Like, I think I can help
go ahead,
here.
Go ahead.
Okay, please. I would like
I'm not a
this.
Dad, but as I understand it, a menage a trois is when three people have sex at the same time.
That was my understanding.
It's like a throuple.
Perhaps. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think, you know, you tell them that.
I don't think that's always a throuple.
No, yeah, that's it. They don't have to be commitments.
It's well, no, what I'm saying when it's
parts of, why are you trying to put labels
when it's a,
on this
when
thing?
It's a throuple, I think it's three people involved in a relationship. But I don't think they always have sex together at the same time.
I got no idea. How in the hell did y'all do? What did y'all do when they asked you this question?
So this is God's honest truth. This is what happened because my wife and I were in the room at the same time, and when that first question, the question first happened, my response as a professional, you know, thoughtful, responsible dad was to immediately cry laughing and like have to excuse myself from the room.
Yeah,
my kids
makes
are puzzled.
Sense. Makes sense.
What my wife did, which I think is the pro move, and what I took down here for it, she just dead ass looked my oldest right in the eye and said, Penelope, it's a sex thing. Do you still want to know the answer to that question?
That's good.
And which I think is pretty good. And then Penny was just like, Kind of, but no. And then like, that's the right answer. And
yeah.
Then we'll
you
do
take the ball, you put it in their court.
Yeah.
Do you want to hear about
that? That's what it was. Make it awkward for them.
Yes.
Yeah. I think that's great because when it's not awkward for them, it's probably the right time to talk to them about it.
I think that's
this man right here. He made it awkward for me.
Yeah. I mean, I appreciate in this setting that we've got these lights here, so I can't really make eye contact with all of you as I'm talking about explaining a menage a trois to my children, which is helpful. But this is part of the gig, right? Like we didn't realize this is what we signed up for. But if we're gonna live in a world of pop music, this is part of the deal.
Yeah, my kid wanted to learn how to make cookies and cream ice cream. Like
I got
a lot coming up.
I gotta say, I just really hope they stay into Katy Perry and that, like, you know, Chapel Roan maybe is not the next one.
Maybe Chapel Roan is not the next one.
Chapel Roan was first.
Oh,
no!
We evolved from Katy Perry.
Then they
from
should know
Chapel
it all
Roan.
Already.
I think they were more interested in the dance moves
and
they weren't really listening
the
to the
cheerleading
words that were going
aspect.
On. Yeah, like, oh, she looks like she's in a marching band.
She doesn't.
So, she must be a nerd like us. Yeah.
Has school started back up?
School has, yeah. So I live in Chicago.
Yeah.
And school, thankfully, has been in.
You don't live in Chicago.
That's right.
Oh.
You don't?
I do live in Chicago.
Where do you live?
I live in Chicago.
Do you?
Give us your street address.
I live in Kilbourne Park at the intersection of Cicero and Belmont.
You do live in Chicago. Okay,
I'm not going to come up here in front of you and God and everybody to say I'm from Naperville. No, I'm from Chicago.
Okay, my man, let's go.
That's 36 minutes. I'm just going
to
mark that.
We had to go to Fogo de Chão that was by the airport.
Well, we did because there's no Brazilian food in Chicago, but... I live in Chicago. But school last week.
How did you get through? I mean, I know school is like here for everybody, but like I'm still trying to master the summer, like with kids.
Yes.
We've talked about it with our boy Felder has had a rough summer.
It's not been great.
He didn't get to hang out with his friends.
In the words of Bananarama.
So like what's
it's been a cruel. Cruel summer.
Yes, very good. I see what you did there.
That was very good. Yeah.
So what's
well done.
So Matt, how did you get the girls through summer?
Well, what we did is because we have been in that same position before, and I think you can have one of two things. Okay. You can either have some money and no sanity, or no money and some sanity.
Yeah.
So we decided, having done the money thing before, it ain't worth it because you're too depressed to spend the money.
Yeah.
So we did. We put them in four different summer camps, and there was wailing and gnashing of teeth. And it's like, no, you're gonna go ride a bike somewhere on the other side of Chicago because I work from home and I'm tired of you walking into the set when I'm on TV.
Respect.
My
That's
kids
amazing.
Have been on the Paul Feinbaum show more than I have. Like,
dude. Oh my gosh, yes.
So,
yes.
Yeah, my kids did junior gardening camp. My kids rode bikes. My kids are they into music? No. Did they do music camp? Yes. We were only home alone together for 2 weeks. They are learning to swim. They did not, they
Your
got,
kids
they got,
are learning to swim.
Look, they got my genes, not my wife's. So, they are readers, they are not athletes. They're struggling in the YMCA right now.
I have a wholesome Funkel question. So my nieces just did their first sleepaway camp. Well, my oldest niece just did her first sleepaway camp.
How old is she?
She is 10 years old. This is the first time she's gone away for camp for the entire week, stayed there, away from mom and dad, right? Liz did this for Hartzell historically. He wore jeans tubing in the summer.
Hey.
Those rocks are
Those are his river jeans. His river jeans. Folks, just so you know, Steven has river jeans.
Mom, I need some Wranglers for the river, okay?
I'm not pushing back on that at all.
Stop by Walmart.
I would wear jeans tubing tomorrow.
Get me some river jeans.
In his defense, I've seen the old promotional videos for this place in Georgia or upstate South Carolina, wherever it was. I've seen the Batcave, right? I've seen the promotional videos. These kids are going down the river in jeans on the tube. But anyways, so my nieces are at sleepaway camp.
Yeah.
We get the idea because... When do you ever do this? To write our niece a letter and, like, have her write us a letter back. And then we did it for our other niece who was still at home. They loved it. Is this a sleepaway camp thing that you guys
like
have done?
Like a pen pal?
Yes.
It's just a suggestion.
If you haven't done it, our nieces loved it. They think it's the coolest thing, and now they want to write letters all the time. And it's such a lost art, letter writing. Like, no one does that anymore. Sleepaway camp is like seems like the only excuse, unless you have a relative who lives elsewhere, to do this thing.
Yeah, we haven't done the sleepaway camp thing, but my in-laws live just outside of Chicago. It's my wife grew up there, and that's one of the biggest reasons I'm still there. And they do the same thing, where you're going to write a postcard to Mimi and Pop-Pop every week, and they're going to send something you do, even though they'll just call you. And they'll do this with their friends now, too. I am at the point... I want to embrace any activity we possibly can that will get them off the Switch or YouTube Shorts for at least 10 minutes.
Yeah.
So if that's writing, if that's drawing, if that's listening to Katy Perry and not looking up the lyrics, whatever it is, I'm in favor of it. It's
total rad dad. Yeah, total rad.
That's a rad dad.
Yep.
Does anybody in the audience have a rad dad?
We have.
You got
a
bomb
dad.
Mom? Rad dad.
I like bomb mom.
Bomb mom, rad dad.
I like that.
What did we say? Rad dads, bomb moms,
Funkles,
and give them the new one that we've come
what
up with.
What was the auntie? The auntie?
Jaunty aunties.
Jaunty auntie.
Yeah.
So we're gonna do that. You have one? Are you coming? He has one. That's your rad dad. Well, you have to come and say it on the microphone.
Yeah.
You don't have to say it on the microphone. War damn eagle, rad dad. Let's go.
Oh, he's got an Auburn shirt on?
He does have an Auburn shirt on. We've got an Auburn Virginia. That was the Bristol game, right? Sugar Bowl. Who did Virginia Tech play at Bristol?
It was more recently than that.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, like, the Raceway.
Didn't they play Tennessee?
Tennessee.
Okay. We got some other stuff. So my dad's
That's
here.
A national championship T-shirt officially now, right? Officially now, because Auburn is now a 9-time national champ. 11-time? 9-time? 9-time national champion. Let's hear it for the Tigers.
You could claim 2 more right now. Like, no one's going to stop you. They're 11 now.
Yeah. My dad's right here. My dad went to ECU. My mom went to ECU.
Hell yeah. Go Pirates.
It's a first down.
Arr.
Pirates.
Arr.
And I will say this, and I'll tell you one thing. I'll meet you in the parking lot if you say I'm wrong. ECU has the best midfield logo in all of college football.
That's fact.
It's really good.
It's
just
so
a
good.
Fact. I love LSU's Eye of the Tiger, but let me tell you something. When you pair that skull and bones with the state of North Carolina and then the slogan. What's the slogan, boys?
No quarter.
No quarter.
No quarter.
No quarter.
And they play Led Zeppelin in the stadium too, right?
Yeah.
Pretty sick.
People don't really... Here's what we're going to do. Sir, do you know what no quarter means? Huh?
No surrender. We're not giving you fire.
We're going to kill you. We're going to kill you.
Yeah.
No alive people will be on this boat. We're going to take this boat and take it back in. No quarter. We're not taking hostages. Everybody will be dead.
ECU at NC State next week. How you feel?
Man.
Papa Felder, how you feel?
Come here, Dad. Come on. Get up here. I'll give you my microphone.
We have an extra
on,
mic at the side
of
the stage here, actually.
We got one right there.
Are we going right here? Okay.
Yeah.
This is my dad. He's buffer than me. He's tougher than me. He's rougher than me.
What a gentleman.
He taught me. Oh my God! What a amazing,
an absolute gentleman. I would love to hear some ECU football takes.
That remote over there. No, that mic over there. Don't touch. Come here. Don't.
Yeah, it's on.
It's
Let's
hot.
Go, baby.
It's
Stop
hot.
Acting like you know how to do AV.
No, I don't feel good about the Pirates right now. But it's the first game, so we'll see how that works, and then we'll go from there.
Seems like a reasonable take.
My dad's a reasonable man.
I'm unreasonable. They're going to win the They're going to beat NC State and win the American.
Let's go. Let's grow.
They are in the American, right?
Love your passion. I don't know if I can go that route. That's not how it gets down.
Nice. Very good. Very good.
What an amazing man.
That is amazing. I say this with
my dad called my just before. I don't mean to interrupt, but my dad did tell me I had to start lifting more. Lifting more.
He's skinny, man.
See?
Yeah.
Felder is skinny.
I was just going to say, I say this with deep love and appreciation.
No, don't say it.
But that is not the ECU fan base that I'm aware of.
Nope.
Like, I want to hear somebody saying, no, we're going to beat NC State by 36, and we're going to be in the SEC in 2 years.
Do we have any other ECU fans in the building?
Come
up here.
It is.
Get up here.
We're in Wolfpack territory.
Yeah, you
got
to be careful,
like,
man.
This is the heart of the pack.
What the fuck can they do to me? I went to UNC.
No, I understand. I just, you know.
Come on up.
Yes.
Takes. Let's go, big dog. Mike's right there. Oh, Julio.
Joe Julio from the OGs, ladies and gentlemen.
I've got Pirates takes.
Let's hear them.
My kid goes to ECU. Yeah.
How are we feeling about Thursday night?
I think State fans should be terrified. Because I don't love the setup that they just played. I don't like that part.
What?
But Dave Doran's record against every G4, are they now, the G4?
I don't know what you call
G6?
It.
G6?
Yeah.
Okay. Dave Doran's won like 99% of his games against the G6, but the two losses are two.
ECU.
Including in 2016 to the... Are there children here?
No.
The absolute fucking worst ECU team I've ever seen. With Scotty Montgomery.
Oh, my gosh. That was a bad... That was not great.
He lost the Give Me My Money game to the A&T.
That's right.
And the only other 1A team he beat was a UConn team on a 40-game losing streak. So...
Let's go.
I mean, you got to have some hope for the Pirates.
Let's grow.
Yeah.
Yo, I love it.
I think it would feel much
weirder if NC State
won their season opener in a game like that. Somehow it feels weirder if they do that.
I'll give you a hint. Anytime you use the word should and NC State, you're in big trouble.
That's that NC State shit, right?
I'm gonna tell you guys this. Because I was at ACC Media Days. My boss here, Steven, he sent me there. And I'm trying to get a mile in. Right?
Yeah.
And I told Tripp and I told my, Mike? Is that right?
Coulter.
I told Coulter. I said, call me if we get somebody. Dave Doran shows up early. I said, call me and I'll be there. What did they do?
They didn't call you.
They text me.
Mm.
My phone's on silence.
You hate to see it.
Tracks, though,
yeah,
doesn't it?
That's classic Trip. Yeah,
my phone's on
Phil
silence.
Steele show.
So I'm finishing my last lap at the YMCA next to the venue that we're doing the thing, and I see Dave Doran down there. And I was like, oh, shit, I gotta change. I got to get down there.
Dave Doran, not a huge fan of ACC
Hates
Media
it.
Days. Yeah, not a fan.
So I get down there, and they've had him for like 2 minutes.
Imagine Dave Doran being kind of like difficult to deal with about something.
I get down there.
Impossible.
I get down there.
Yeah.
Matt, I get down there, and I'm in. I'm like, okay. Like, my stuff's already set up. It's not a big deal. If they would have just called me, I would have been there 90 seconds earlier and been able to do it. And what happens is he has already turned them off completely. Like, he doesn't want to hear anything they have to say. They ask him about NIL, transfer portal.
God damn it.
That's not it.
And then I sit down, and the best thing that I ever do is I flip over a page. I say, hey, man, draw me up your favorite play. And Doran.
He kissed you on the mouth.
I mean, it was close.
Yeah.
It was close.
Nice.
He had a good time. We had fun together. And he was like, you guys. Like, he didn't say it, but he was like, you guys don't talk to me. I talk to this guy.
Right. Yeah, that tracks. What is Dave Doran's favorite play?
I got it in my notebook upstairs. Oh, okay. Or in the green room.
Okay.
But yeah, I got Brent. Was it Brent Pry? I got his favorite play in there. I got, like, I have Kyron Drones breaking down Brent Pry's favorite play. I have it.
Who do you feel good about in the ACC?
Who do I feel good about in the
ACC? I'm gonna remove Clemson from this discussion.
Take Clemson out.
Because we all feel like
we feel great.
We know what that is. That is a lock.
I think they're about to beat the shit out of LSU.
We'll see. We'll see.
Is that okay to say? Okay.
Who do you feel good about? Like, who are you comfortable with?
Comfortable?
Yeah.
What's comfort?
Like give me nine wins.
No, I'm not talking win total. I'm talking about like how comfortable you are. Like,
you would let this team pack the book bag for swim.
I would let this team pack the book bag for swim?
Yeah. Is there anyone after Clemson?
To pack the book bag to go to the pool.
To go to the pool. To pack the book bag to go to the pool.
Who would I let pack the book bag to go to the pool for my daughter?
Yeah, who do you trust?
And my wife. To know that I don't get a phone call an hour later and be
from your wife who you love dearly.
Who I love dearly. To not get a phone call that says, well, you forgot the big ice.
Cade Klubnik didn't put the big ice in there, Michael.
I think Cade is putting the big ice in.
Okay. Clemson's good. Who else?
And Kay's making the rap the way that she likes.
She likes the way she likes, yeah.
Thin mayo.
He remembers.
Light mustard.
Yeah.
Yeah, deli, like, yes. So, honestly, ain't no one. There is no one in the ACC that I feel that way about.
All right, so somebody's got to play Clemson and Charlotte.
Yeah.
Who you got?
Virginia. Duke. Sure. Georgia Tech.
Don't placate me. Don't.
I'm not placating. Why would I?
Don't do that.
I've called you a loser a million times.
Someone shouted Duke, and that's not insane at all.
Duke's not crazy.
Bro, what's his name?
Mensa.
Darian Mensa.
Bro, he's named after the Smart People Society.
Is there a better quarterback in a 40-mile radius to where we are right now than Mensa?
CJ Bailey.
Is he better than Mensa?
CJ Bailey talked to me. He's not intimidated by nobody.
He's a big cat too,
bro. Yeah,
big
CJ,
dude.
So
big CJ Bailey.
So Matt, yeah. We're sitting there. I'm sitting there with our guy Tripp.
Right.
CJ Bailey. And we were doing this thing where we're seeing how big are your hands? God damn, your shit is little.
I know.
That's nice to say.
That's why I'm a blogger, man.
It's a good hand, man. It's a good hand.
No.
It's a good hand.
But I think we both know you put that hand up to Trump's and you're dwarfing him.
Well,
no doubt
I mean,
about
it's
it.
CJ. So CJ yeah. Bailey comes up.
I got kicker hands.
His hand smokes my hand. Like, it's big. And I said, dang, you really 6'6". And then he sits down, puts his drink down, the core power energy or whatever they're called.
Yeah.
Puts it down. And he goes, I'm 6'7". And I was like, 6'6" is enough. This is ridiculous. But, yeah, I think C.J. Bailey is going to be a good quarterback. I think NC State has an opportunity. I think what we see with Gio, I talked to Gio off mic because I saw him in the morning and I saw him in the hallway.
Yeah.
So I talked to him twice. I think Gio Lopez is going to be really interesting to see. I like Jordan Shipp at UNC. So there's some options here, especially with respect to the triangle. I love Haynes King. Haynes King.
Got to stay healthy, though.
He's fun.
Yeah, but it's hard to stay healthy.
I know. But the guy was banged up like 6 weeks last year.
Like, he couldn't throw the ball more than 5 yards.
That's correct.
Like, what do you do? Like, what do you do?
Run the ball. Run the dang ball.
Yeah, you have what's his name?
Read option 25 times.
Haynes.
Jamal.
Jamal Haynes.
Yeah.
Well, to your point, though, Felder, it's one of those things where with all of these teams, because you're like, you're not letting any of them pack the book bag, right?
Right.
The thing with all these fucking teams is like,
and
I don't know that you can look at these schedules and convince yourself that like they don't have a shot. When we go through the ACC, with the exception of maybe once we start to get to Cal, not even Cal. But like Stanford.
Cal's in a different world too, because they want to fire
Wilcox. Yeah. But like, it's just, I look through this list of teams and I look at their schedules and I'm like, well, you know, all of them should win 7 to 8 games and that like they all should beat each other. There's no clear hierarchy, it does feel like a Wheel of Destiny type thing. Like the ACC now is going to be the top team. And the Coastal.
But there's no Coastal, just for the record. But it's like,
the Coastal is spiritual.
I'm looking at it and I'm like, what are we? You know what? Can we break this out?
Yeah.
Butthole eyes.
Oh.
Are we going to tell everybody?
Can anyone guess what that is?
If we're talking about ACC football and we say butthole eyes, does anything for yes!
Woo!
Carson Beck has the eyes of they're buttholes.
And then you move to Miami.
You know, I never thought about it that way.
You can't unsee it.
Do you
want to
pick?
It,
do you want to?
No. You can't unsee it.
You can't unsee it. It's a tough.
I'm just visualizing two buttholes and a turtleneck and a gold chain and like a green jacket, and it's really unfortunate in the whole mind's eye situation.
Yeah, and then you get
your mind's brown eye.
Very
good.
Yeah.
And then you get your Lamborghini stolen.
Very good.
And a Range Rover stolen.
Boss's let me girl. Tell you,
I'm gonna walk dad. Around that's and show people pictures right of Carson Beck.
That's my dad. If I got a Lamborghini and a Range Rover stolen, my dad would be so mad.
Yeah,
he'd be hot.
And then my girlfriend dumped me and said, nobody likes you.
In public?
In public.
Yeah, I was going to ask what is, because this
I don't know what Miami is this year.
Yeah, like this is the trendy probably pick for to be number two, right?
Mm-hmm.
Preseason, what, top 12, top 10, something like that?
Yeah.
Is there a ball reason to be terrified?
Server's doing the Lord's work.
Thank you for this. Yeah. This.
Yeah, I mean, Mark.
Somebody raise their hand back there.
Yeah.
Mario Cristobal. Like, the guy's going to lose you.
He's going to lose
one
you
and a half games a year.
I was going to say two, but yeah.
You know, like, the time management, the decision making.
But we still got to figure out what we're going to get with Manny Diaz.
I like Manny Diaz. Like, Duke's got a very tough schedule, but that team.
No,
like,
they don't.
Nah, they
no
do.
One in the ACC has a tough schedule.
Like,
can we talk about
matter.
This? Can they, we talk about. Because I want to talk. Because we have.
They got
have
Illinois. Duke's got Illinois.
Hang on. Well, Illinois is going to be a good team. Can we talk about Matt here before we wrap up?
Sure.
Because we want you guys to come on and talk.
Yeah,
so,
I would like to share
because
this
we have
microphone.
Matt here.
Yeah.
The SEC, they make this decision to go to 9 games.
They
nine
do.
Conference games.
Yeah.
And I see two sides to one coin.
Okay.
On one side, you get to have an extra game in Athens or an extra game in College Station or an extra game. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's more money for the town. On the other side, and especially for three teams, Georgia, Florida, South Carolina.
And Kentucky. I forgot about Kentucky.
And Kentucky, yeah.
Kentucky's got Louisville.
Yeah.
You got to play that game plus the other 9 games. Plus, if ESPN decides, let's pay them.
Right. Yeah.
So now you're playing 10, you're playing 11 games.
Yeah.
What do you think they're thinking about that?
I think that if you are Kentucky at this point, in all honesty, you recognize that as the SEC has expanded over these past couple of years, none of this is going in a direction that's good for you.
Yeah.
You are getting a big check, and the tacit agreement
the
that
check
you're making,
is the answer.
The check is the answer. This is the thing that Bud likes to say, right? Like you cash the check and you
shut the fuck up.
You take that's the way to say it. I think would be it. And it's difficult for me as like a national guy that doesn't have some kind of deep tie to right. Greg Sankey's baloney or whatever. Like I don't think we should get too wrapped up in nine games here or 10 games there or 8 games here. What's important is who you play. If the ninth game is Mississippi State, who gives a shit?
Right. Like
they suck. So the important thing is did you play or beat 9 or 10 good
teams?
They
were good for how long?
They had a minute.
Top five.
They had a minute.
And then what happened to them?
They fell off.
Yeah, everybody gets a minute. You play football for 150 years.
There you go. Yeah.
You're gonna have a minute at some point. That doesn't
Not
make
UNC.
You good.
Yeah. Damn. Brutal.
I feel bad. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Tar Heel 24/7, baby.
They had a couple of years like before World War II or something.
The
right?
call
like,
is coming from inside the house.
Justice? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, when it was Carolina pre-flight or whatever. Like, yeah.
Charlie Choo-Choo Justice. And then even Lawrence Taylor. We all agree Lawrence Taylor may be the best defensive player of all time.
Perhaps, yeah.
Yeah.
And then we had UNC has two of the top four, I'm going to say four.
Yeah.
Defensive linemen of all time. That's just a reality.
Sure.
Sure.
Reggie White is in there, of course, yes.
But how come, but then they don't win, though. But then they don't win.
Hey, why ain't they winning?
Yeah, but
how many good quarterbacks have we had? And if you talk shit about TJ Yates,
I wouldn't
fight.
Do that.
I will
Yates.
Fight you.
Didn't he take the Houston Texans to their first ever playoff
first
game?
First ever playoff win.
Yeah.
TJ Yates. Yeah. Let's go.
So.
But the rest of it?
I mean.
Mitchell Trubisky?
He got paid?
The jury
Drake
is
May.
Out
Drake May.
Maybe still?
We'll see.
We'll see,
Drake May. We'll see. But at least we have solid evidence that Lawrence Taylor and Julius Peppers. They belong. They're Hall of Famers.
There you go.
Nothing you can do about it. Cry about it. Who? Who? Who's the other one? God damn! Why are you making sad? 18th round draft pick. That draft is long as hell ago.
Oh, that's the way it used to be.
I know how it used to be. That's why I said it's long as hell ago.
We're not gonna think of this guy's name.
No.
Nope.
Of course not.
Couldn't have been that good of a Hall of Famer.
Hey, man, rest in peace, though. Yeah.
Like all I'm saying is, like, Dre
lived
Bly,
a good life.
Dre Bly, very good player. Also tried to kill me at Chick-fil-A. Chris what? Chris Hamburger. I got it. Chris Hamburger, too.
Yeah.
Throw him in
Hamburger.
There.
Hamburger.
All right.
Dre Bly almost hit me at the Arboretum.
Shout out to the Arboretum. Let's grow, baby.
This is when I used to eat fast food, so you know your boy was heavy.
Yeah.
And I walked across. I was trying to walk across. He was driving a Bentley. And I was like, I just want to get into the store, I just want to get my Chick-fil-A biscuit, which, by the way, Chick-fil-A biscuits, they do suck. They're undercooked. That's a fact. I will say that. Who said I agree?
Some of them are
thank
undercooked.
You. Thank you so
not
much.
Not all
they're,
Chick-fil-A's
thank you.
Are,
e- they're
are, under-
you.
Are
no, it's not
equal.
Chick-fil-A being equal. It's that they don't cook their biscuits all the
some
way.
Some do.
Some do. Some do.
This shit is soft as baby shit.
They are a little soft.
Many people are saying this. You're hearing it more and more about Chick-fil-A. You are.
You guys I'm got Chick-fil-A's this. Up there?
I'm sorry?
You got Chick-fil-A's up in Chicago?
We do. We got, there's a Chick-fil-A like... half a mile from my house.
Hell yeah.
I never go to it, but it's
here's
there.
The thing. If we are from the Nexus, you're an Atlanta guy. If Liz, you're an Atlanta lady.
Yeah.
We're in the Nexus of Chick-fil-A. And if we can say that sometimes them biscuits come out uncooked.
Yeah.
What do you think they're getting in freaking Illinois?
No.
Yeah.
We are a Popeye's family at Casa de Brown.
Respect.
We're not messing with Chick-fil-A.
Y'all's biscuits are so dry.
That
dry ass biscuits
is not wrong.
Biscuits dry as hell.
Why does everything at Popeyes taste like pintos? Like all the sides taste like pintos.
Because they cook them all together.
Yeah, pintos are good, but I don't want my macaroni and cheese. I don't want like pinto with macaroni and cheese texture.
I think you just have to make certain sacrifices, and, yeah. and when you go there, I mean when I go to the one by where I live, I don't even really order a side because they're just going to give me whatever the spirit moves them to give me.
Your order is what it is.
Maybe I'll get mac and cheese. Maybe I won't. Maybe that mac and cheese will taste like the fries.
I'm just saying. Right. All I'm saying is
yeah.
The Popeyes biscuits are ass.
No, they're hockey pucks.
Like truly, like you can hurt someone with those.
Yeah.
Like you can hurt them, and that's not good.
But the rest of it's good.
The chicken is good. I agree.
The chicken is good.
Yeah, chicken's good.
The chicken is good.
I think the fries sandwich. Are good. Even though it's a sodium bomb, it's a good sodium bomb.
Yeah. I would rather have Bojangles fries.
No. Well, we don't have Bojangles, unfortunately.
Yeah, no Bojangles.
No.
You like salt?
Oh, man.
You like salt? Can I interest you in some Bojangles fries?
Yeah, I do like salt, and yes, no. I do like Bojangles fries. Yeah.
Should we open up the phones?
Yeah, let's open up the phones. Who has a question?
Who's got a question? The system works.
We got a mic.
Don't be shy. Come on up.
Do not be shy.
Come on up.
Dad, you're already up here.
Alex Kirshner is coming up with questions.
Oh,
come on,
no.
Alex.
This guy.
This college football expert.
Not a college football question.
All right, we're going to talk about the Pirates?
No.
Okay.
What are we going to talk about?
That's good.
It actually was nice to hear some Pirates talk just now that wasn't
about the
Pittsburgh
oh,
Pirates.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I am a gigantic ECU fan. That's my second team.
No, I like ECU for that
ECU,
reason.
I would say ECU is my second team as well.
Yeah.
No, it's certainly a better Pirate outfit.
By the way, congratulations. Yeah. By the way, can we give this guy, we came out the standing ovation, can we give him a standing ovation? He just got married. Come on, no, I'm saying stand up. Get your ass out the seat.
His wife, whom he loves dearly.
Wow. There we go.
My wife, a thing that I have, is going to be just over the moon about this. Yeah. Can I go back to the rodent thing, the pest thing for a moment?
Yeah.
It's
sort of
Let's
an ethical question.
Okay.
About boundaries.
With raccoons?
Well, I rodents. Was thinking smaller raccoons.
What are smaller raccoons?
Rats.
Rats.
Well, those aren't raccoons. Those are rats.
Smaller raccoons, though. No?
Raccoons.
Okay, I'm listening. I'm entertaining.
So, it's a bit of a question about the moral boundaries in terms of how you deal with them, because we're talking about traps.
Yeah.
And about the kinds of traps that are considered fair game and are not considered fair game.
Mm-hmm.
If a rat should move from the garden area, or a mouse, more likely, not that this specifically has happened, I don't know, but maybe. If a mouse or a rat or a small raccoon should go into an oven, perhaps, and be hiding in an oven or something like that.
It's dead. Goodbye.
If it's hiding, are you turning it on?
Yeah.
Are you jacking it up? Are you willing to do it to burn a mouse alive?
You cook food in there.
Yeah, no.
It's a real question, though.
I'm not chasing it.
So it's a taste issue, not a moral
I think
issue.
So. It's not just a taste. It's a smell thing, too.
Well, you can clean an oven.
No, you can clean the oven, but like the smell, that
it's
seems like a smell that's
going to linger. Goodbye. It's gone forever. I will clean it. It's gone.
But why not? What about just a trap?
I leave it open and just
I put a rat trap in the oven.
No. We tried that.
That didn't work?
It was a savvy mouse.
God damn this mouse.
Come here.
We found that we had more success with the box traps, which kind of play on their
animal
desire to go into the holes. They see a hole, and it's like, I'm going to hit that. Sort of in a running back.
That's insane.
Got it.
Hang on.
Is it on?
It's on.
All right, on the oven.
Put it up to your chin.
Up to the face.
Up to my chin.
There you go.
Yes.
Okay, cool. Why would you want to do that? I mean, seriously, why would you want to do that?
I think the issue that we were encountering at this time in our lives around, 22, 23 years old was that the traps weren't doing it, and we had chased it into the oven.
Yeah.
We knew it hadn't
left. What the fuck was your oven open for?
Interesting question. It's an oven that was not kind of nestled into a countertop. It was a very lousy DC group house ideal. Matt's seen it before.
If you turn the oven on, then you kill this creature, and you have the smell and the stench
of
this thing.
It's just interesting to me that that's the problem.
But what about the spirit of the animal
right.
then being cooked into all the food?
Yeah.
You know, I'm just saying, yeah. We don't know how that works.
I thought the problem that people would have with this was more about the manner of killing.
I don't like that it's slow.
I don't think yeah.
You know, that's yeah. why I'm, that's why I'm like, put a trap in there. I think you were on the right.
We tried.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think you were on the right.
So you can't
path.
Use, hang
but
on.
That didn't
no.
Wait, what other choice did you have?
So you can't use your oven for the whole time hoping that this thing gets caught.
Well, it was yes, kind of a exactly. manhunt type
no,
of situation.
No, just kill it now. Kill this it. Is this is a one day problem.
Okay, but if you turn the oven on 350, 450, 500.
475.
We maxed it.
Broil.
We maxed it. We maxed it. This thing was as hot as it goes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you put it up to broil, and in like 8 minutes, this thing is dead.
No, but we didn't get it. That's the thing. It somehow must
so
have...
So you don't even know where it is.
Well, I think eventually...
It's still in there, I
think
bet.
Eventually it moved on out of there somehow. Yeah.
This is where a mouse
it,
hunt. It's like the movie. Like this smart yeah. mouse. This mouse now yeah. owns a cheese
go?
Factory.
Right.
More or less.
Yeah. Okay.
That's yeah. underneath.
I, we honestly, our thought was that you know, it might be morally rat. Questionable no. to do it, yeah, to cook a rodent in an oven, sort of because of the goriness, the
let me,
slowness of
no.
it.
No.
Guys, you know what? We're going to talk about something else. Uh-oh.
All right.
We're getting the card.
No, no, no.
Go get your son. Bring him back up here. Thank
I,
you.
I do. Alex, I think
you're,
the thing that I would tell you is that I had a mouse with the trap,
you,
right?
You
just, caught the, just caught the leg.
Sides?
That mouse looked me in my eyes as I tried to kill it.
And it taunted you.
And it taunted me, and
yeah.
I had to let it go.
They know what they're
so
doing.
So the idea that you didn't look it in its eyes as you killed it, probably the right move.
Thank you. All right, thanks, team. Appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you.
Who else has a question? That's not as grimy.
Jovius.
Jovius, ladies and gentlemen.
All right.
Woo! We're here for him.
Hey, hey,
oh,
hey,
I need
hey,
another beer.
Hey, hey.
I need one of these.
Everybody, thanks for coming out. We appreciate this.
Who's going to do it?
Who's bringing Felder and OG Light? Somebody bringing it. All right.
You got it.
Thank you.
Somebody hasn't used your ticket yet, so we appreciate a Felder OG Light. All right, so the question that I have for y'all, with the week zero tomorrow...
Yeah.
What shows did you watch? Uh-oh. Did you cram in? Did you binge before football takes over your life? And if it's not Hunting Wives, what are you doing?
I've heard about this Hunting Wives.
Bro, you have to watch Hunting
Wives. My dad has told me about Hunting Wives. I'm a little embarrassed to say that I've yet.
Well,
to,
we know
to
how
do Mister.
We know how the Elder Superino's getting down. Apparently,
yeah, he kind of described to me how
hey,
he's getting down.
All right then. Hartzell, have you watched Hunting Wives?
I've watched one episode of the Hunting Wives. I've watched one episode. It's pretty bad.
No, you have to watch more than one, dude.
Yeah,
I heard it gets kind of not bad.
It gets even worse. It gets even badder.
I see where we're headed.
Yeah.
Dude. Like
so what have you watched? You watching Alien Earth?
I know.
You watching? You're not watching Hunting Wives. You watching Secret Lives of Mormon Wives?
I watched. I watched Stick.
Yeah.
With Owen Wilson.
Oh, Stick is very good.
Okay.
Dude, it wasn't do. It didn't.
You didn't do it for you?
No.
What?
Didn't do it for me.
You weren't moved by Stick?
No.
You're a heartless bastard.
You might be moved by Hunting Wives eventually.
Yeah. That's the sad part. I don't watch a lot of TV. I'm not the guy.
Speaking of Stick.
Yeah.
So, Felder checked out.
My thing was the Cowboys doc on Netflix, which is literally...
Why?
Because I was...
All those sports docs are trash now.
No, no, no. It's not good. To be clear, it's not good. But it was highly entertaining to just see 7.5 hours of setups for Jerry Jones to be like, ha-ha, motherfucker, fuck you.
Circumcising the mosquito. You'll say something like that, some sexist shit. So that's what matters. Felder.
Yes, sir.
What show are you watching?
Felder don't watch
football?
TV.
What show am I watching?
What show did you watch before football?
The motherfucking Rockford Files.
Yes.
No, wait, don't get back on the mic. What are you talking about? You're quitting on me?
He's
Rockford
not joking.
Files? How old are you?
I'm 40.
You're 85, bro?
I'm a man. I'm 40.
I'm a man. I'm 90.
I like the Rockford Files. It's good.
Okay.
He told me he's going to watch Columbo.
Like I'm watching 30
no
Rock.
One.
I'm watching
one
30
person.
Rock as like comfort food, you know.
30 Rock. You're a loser.
Before that, it was Larry Sanders' show when I had nothing else going on. Like, let me just put Larry Sanders' show to, like, fold
if
laundry.
I'm just saying this. If you're not watching the Rockford Files, you are truly fucking up. Rockford Files goes so hard, and it's a bunch of actors that you've already seen before. Or you probably saw them after the Rockford Files.
Yeah.
But you've seen them in your life.
Perfect.
He does get his ass kicked around every episode, perfect. But does he solve the problem?
Yes.
And guess what? And my dad, right here, he's like, you also got to watch Columbo.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm going to watch, I'm going to finish, I'm on season 5, episode like 22 of The Rockford Files, and then I'm going to watch Columbo.
All right. So,
no, don't stop me. It's my show.
Before I get, I get that. I'm about to get off the stage, so I don't want to hog this up because we
all
have
I'm saying is.
So no. I have a question. My last question before I got the stage.
Okay.
Which area football coach? We're talking North Carolina football coach.
We're talking
ECU.
No.
We're talking State Carolina, Duke, Wake Forest. We're talking Ad State. Central.
Yeah.
Where's Alex? Hey, who's the Charlotte
UNC coach is
now?
Going to play East. UNC is going to play
Campbell.
Charlotte.
All right, of all these coaches, who is most likely to have binged Hunting Wives this season before
the season?
Oh,
Bill Belichick.
Dickert. Dickert.
Jake Dickert.
Dickert. Dickert. Dickert.
Dickert. Dickert parties. That guy's fun. Like he.
Well, Jillio calls him Dick Dickert. I think it's Belichick.
I think it's Bill. It's Jordan Bill. Made him watch it. She's like,
absolutely.
I want to watch this.
Absolutely.
Right. I want to talk Bill, about
Bill,
that.
And Bill's getting ideas. I know Bill's getting ideas.
It's a hunting show?
Right. Hey, thanks for coming through.
Thank you,
We appreciate
Joe.
You guys being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We love
Thank
it.
You. Joe Ovius, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, Mom. Pick up your microphone. Have you seen Hunting Wives?
Huh?
Have you seen The Hunting Wives?
No, because it's on Apple Prime.
It's on Netflix.
It's on Netflix.
Oh, that one. Yeah, I watched it a little bit. Yeah. Why?
Hang on. Richard Johnson has entered the chat, ladies and gentlemen. Richard Johnson.
I'm just saying, The Rockford Files is a good show.
Yeah, it's a fine show.
No, Sorry. Not fine. The Rockford Files is a good show.
Critically acclaimed. Right.
Lesser half of Split Zone Duo here. I actually have a plant-based question.
This is a plant-based.
So, look, my girlfriend is I would call her a vibes-based plant waterer. Like, she just, when she feels like it, just sends it, right?
Yeah.
Waters the plants in the front room. Felder has helped me with a fungus gnat issue.
Yeah.
In the past, we got it done, by the way. We got them eradicated.
We got it.
But I'm like, I want a schedule. Like, I want them on a schedule. I want it.
It's
this is our watering day for these plants or whatever. So who's right and where are we at on vibes-based watering versus schedule watering?
These are indoor, right? You're in the apartment?
All into New York City, baby. Right. You think I got plants outside?
Hang on. So
I got outside.
Well,
what are you
hang
talking
on.
About?
Richard, here's the thing. There are two things. One, I want to get to the plant watering. But two, I was at Redondo Beach last week. And I'll never forget my first time going to Redondo, my buddy Gabe, we were walking down that little strip in Redondo that's by the beach. They had a volleyball tournament, and Gabe goes, they don't have their lawn chairs chained up. And he was like, in New York, people would just take this.
Absolutely. Every restaurant, all the outside chairs are like chained together when you sit in them. Because people come and scoop them.
Yeah. All right, so here's what we're going to do.
My grill is chained up because somebody comes to scoop it.
That's a good move. Yeah. That happened to me in Winston-Salem. We're talking about New York City.
They got your grill?
Right. Yeah, they stole my grill and my lawnmower straight from my fucking carport.
You hate to see it.
So here's...
cost of an education.
Atlanta, they do.
So here's what we're going to do. Who has advice... What were you asking for again?
Oh, I know the answer here. The vibes-based watering is wrong. Like,
thank
that's
you.
Why you had the
okay,
gnat
there we go.
Thank
you.
We got an answer.
Well, isn't the big problem with indoor plants, and Mom, you can correct me if I'm wrong, you overwater them. Like, that's what leads to the
very
bugs,
easy to do.
The fungus.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're just like,
the
you look,
fungus among us.
You look thirsty, and then you end up overwatering them, and then they die. Our girl Nicole Auerbach in Chicago, she killed plants for years.
Bro,
like
we used
impossible
to buy,
plants.
We
to
used
kill.
To buy her plants, ZZ plants, money tree. and she just would just kill
dead,
them.
Dead, yeah. dead, dead.
She doesn't, like, plants are resilient, and she doesn't believe they're as resilient as they are.
Oh, yeah.
Problem. Can I go sit down now?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, you can go sit down, Mom. Go Thank you down, for coming.
Yes, ma'am. Go yes, ma'am.
Yeah, you got to get these things on a schedule. Me?
Once a week, right?
Yes.
Once a week is plenty. For
every
plants.
Other week, every other week.
Really?
Wow.
So there you go.
We have more. We have so much more of the money tree.
Yeah.
Like it's doubled from the end of the school year. So the end of June, or start of June to now. We have way more of the money tree doubled
on an every other week
every other
schedule.
Week schedule.
Damn. Okay.
That's just listen, that's anecdotal evidence, obviously, and look at that word that I know.
I feel comfortable saying every other week you're not going to overwater.
No, you won't.
Thank you.
And so and I think that's where you start, and then you take a look at the health of the plants. And if you need to bump that up to every week, it'll be visibly obvious.
Then you water them every week.
Yeah, sure.
We got a good mix.
They get big, you water them every week. But when they're small and if it fits in my hand, what are we doing?
Yeah, that's true. It can only take so much when it's so small.
It depends where you live. If you live where sandy soil, it's really, really hot, you got to work.
But inside.
Every 3 days.
Yeah, this man's in Brooklyn.
Every 3 days.
If you're at the beach every 3 to 4 days, yeah.
But in an apartment in a potted plant, do you think that
once
every other
week?
Once a week, she says.
Yeah.
Once a week. All right, once a week.
Hey, we're rooting for you, man.
Yeah, dude.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
We're all rooting for you.
We beat the fungus gnats, and that's all that matters.
Hey, the first step is admitting you have a problem.
I like this. I like holding this thing.
And we're just helping people.
You like the microphone?
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
Ask me something while I'm up here.
I'm going to ask you something. We got to ask your mom something. What are you going to ask her?
Ask me.
So when you guys were at the Kroger.
Uh-oh. Oh, I wasn't at the Kroger. He was at the Kroger.
No, you got the call?
You got a call?
You were there.
How did they get
no,
your number?
You and James were there.
No, I want to hear this story from her.
I didn't get a call.
All right, so.
The Kroger was next to Blockbuster.
So you're in Blockbuster.
Okay. So James.
Folks, hey, everybody in the back, shut up.
Okay, I'm Hartzell's mom. Okay, in case you
okay.
Woo! Okay.
So everyone in the back, shut up. This is an important story to our podcast. This is important. We need to hear the real story from her. We got to get it. Hartzell is in the Kroger.
How many balloons
Liz
have you stolen?
Is in. Hang on. Liz is in the Blockbuster. Go.
Next Forgot door. About the Blockbuster.
Okay, so Steven is with his buddy. Winston was like a third son to me. Everybody was always at my house. Winston, Stephen, and James.
All Your right. second son would be James.
Yeah, the second son, the biological son is James. The third one would be Winston. So James and I are at Blockbuster picking out a movie. And we
Three Ninjas?
I think we put the movie in the car. Maybe it's a Friday night. And we walk towards Kroger. And there's Stephen. And Winston and two big, burly security guards. I'm like, what in the fuck is going on here? Okay? I mean, I love Steven to death, but he, like everybody else, he just wants to have a good time. All right? So, James is 4 years younger than Steven.
Yeah.
So it's not setting a good example, but I'm the single mom, and I got to deal with all kinds of shit. So here we are. I'm like, what? So the security guys go, hey, they were trying to steal water balloons. Have I got balloons? And they were going to blow them up as water balloons and throw them off of God knows what. So, we go into Kroger, and the manager says, I don't want him ever in my store again. Okay, I live in Atlanta. I'm going to shop at Kroger. What do you want me to do? I'm going to shop at Kroger. And, Steven and me got in the car. James was in the car. I'm like, Winston was in. I'm like, what? Oh, Mom, we were just, we were just having a good time. And that's how it ended. I mean, it wasn't like he couldn't go in Kroger again. He's going to go in Kroger
I haven't
again.
Been in that Kroger since, to be honest.
But
I'll never go in that Kroger.
That is the real deal. So, you know.
So there you go. It did happen. It was. Don't steal, kids.
Yeah.
That's the takeaway here.
All right.
What about office supplies?
That's a different story.
That's a different story.
So we're going to let you go.
Thank you.
My dad has a... So my dad also has a story about me. There we go.
I'll tell this one story.
This is one story.
There are plenty.
Well, that's okay. Yeah.
So, let him
cook.
My
partner over here, Rob, was saying, have you ever mentioned the day that Mike got caught skipping school?
I said, his dad got caught.
I said,
not the only time he did it, the day he got caught.
He did get caught, but he will never forget this day. Because he had a car. His buddy was doing donuts in the parking lot.
Of the CVS.
While he was having pictures developed that he took on his skip day. A police officer was coming by.
It's like dumb criminals when they robbed the bank.
Dumb criminals.
Don't forget about the cigarettes.
Dumb criminal, so
I took
the police officer saw the guy doing donuts.
Just for the record, I did take one of the most badass photos that ever existed. And I was just peeing off a dock, and it was like a rear frame shot, and it looked cool as hell. You don't like that.
There's a look that doesn't translate to the podcast, but just trust me.
However, the cops pulled over the guy doing the donuts. He comes out of the store. Whose car is this? Let me call a parent. He doesn't call dad. He calls mom.
Smart, maybe.
Smart. But.
Life.
Mom and I are on the same page. So mom calls me. I'm a teacher. I'd leave school to go get his ass.
Just to be fair.
Stop. I pick him up. I take him back to his school. We go to every teacher that he missed that day to explain why he wasn't in class. Then we go to the football coach.
Oh, no.
Coach says, can I have a minute with him? I said, yeah. The coach chewed his ass. Because he wanted that because then he had to deal with me. So we get home. I'm thinking, my boy, what are you doing? You got everything. We go to his room. I'm like, what else are you hiding from us? You cutting school? I flipped his room. I find Black and Miles.
Dang.
I'm like,
oh, shit, those are good, though.
Like, what are we doing? I said, so clearly we can't trust you, so I take off the door. I take the car. Zero video games. He's done.
This man's doorless.
Yeah, dude.
But it was great. But he learned from that, I hope. My man here, He was one of my teachers. He was a co-teacher. He asked me about it. I told the whole scenario. He says, that's amazing. I'm going to do that to my son. And to his credit, he did. No problems after that. It was great.
It's amazing.
It was an amazing story. He didn't cut again after that.
That's not how he gets down.
That you know of. Yeah, I think we're good. Folks, hey, who else wants to come up and talk? Come on, seriously. Because we got to get out of here soon. So if you have something to say, come and say it. Because I don't have... Come on.
We got merch to sell and beer to drink.
We got merch to sell and beer to drink. Come on back up, UNC.
Steven with a PH. Go Heels.
There you go.
God damn. So I did want to give Felder a shout out for the perfect
wipe dispenser that you recommended on the pod, like...
Not bad, right?
Literally 2 weeks before my son was born. He's 7 months now. Lifesaver. Was the number one thing on our registry that my wife went, what the fuck is this?
Mm-hmm.
Why are we wasting money on this?
Trust the process.
The number one thing that after we had it went, holy shit, this is a lifesaver. And I tell her every day that we use it, this man is responsible for that. She has no idea.
OXO.
Who you are. She's never listened to the pod.
Yeah.
OXO waited. Thank you for coming in.
OXO, yeah.
Thank you for coming in and saving me after my dad buried me.
I'm trying.
OXO weighted wipe dispenser.
Yeah.
If you are having a kid or thinking of having a kid, OXO weighted wipe dispenser.
It's like $20.
Yeah, it's not expensive. And it just makes it so you can...
One hand. Two fingers.
God, and you know what other things you can do with two fingers?
Okay.
Let's grow.
Hold those hold the baby's ankles so they're not...
Keep the kid right there. That's what I was saying.
Yeah, okay.
You pervert?
Just checking.
It's fine.
Two kids there, and then you...
Well, we just had the hunting wives thing up here. I don't...
My dad talking about how bad I was as a kid.
Yeah.
Dude, the door. That's a boss move.
Yeah, he took the door off.
We finally told people tonight that Carson Beck has butthole eyes. We've been holding that in the group chat for 3 years.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you another thing. When I got in trouble, you know what my dad did? I used to have to sit in the kitchen. Oh, this is a different time I got in trouble. When I was doing rub caps.
Yeah.
My dad made me sit in the kitchen. I'm not lying. My dad made me sit in the kitchen on a stool. And I wasn't allowed to watch television. And I just had to, listen to AM radio.
Oh yeah.
And my dad made me sit in the kitchen, on a like this, you know those
little the brown wooden.
I used to have to sit on that, and my dad was like, "Yeah, well you're in here,
dude."
The only way I got off of it was my great grandma came, and was like, "You're being mean to him."
Nah, you might appreciate this, Miguel. My dad used to he would make me go into my room and take out all my toys. Okay. Put them all out on the ground. Lay them all out, right? Then get up on my bed and sit there until he said it was time for me to come clean my toys up. And then one time he fell asleep, and I stayed back there for 8 hours one day, and he stopped doing that.
All right, we got a question. What's up, big dog?
I have a question regarding traveling with
a
7-month-old. Do either of you have experience... with traveling on an airline, especially?
My wife does. I do not. I would say get a babysitter and not do it.
He's coming. My flight's tomorrow at 7 in the morning.
So you asked for advice. And
so
I'm
you've already booked it.
We're leaving tomorrow.
Are you willing to drug your child?
It's 7 months old.
I am.
You'll be fine.
I think this is okay. Here's my thing. As someone who doesn't have a kid but has been on a plane with kids who are maybe being unruly, and like, fuck them, dude.
Nah.
Who cares?
Because you're not going to have a good time. They're not going to have a good time. No one's going to have a good time.
As someone with a 16 and a 14-year-old, I've been in your situation a lot. Make it clear to everyone sitting around you, you will fucking fight. If they have a problem with it.
I like that.
They are kids.
I like to think that I give off that general energy on most airlines. Yeah. So.
You're fine. You're fine.
You're fine.
You're fine.
Bring snacks.
It's like you're not going to have... Which, what I'm saying is you're not going to have a good time.
Yeah. No, I know that.
Yeah.
I'm trying to make sure
that... You have the backpack?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You got the backpack for the car seat.
You'll be fine.
Yeah, we have...
Yeah, so you're fucking good.
Just do all the fun things that
you have
baby
a checklist...
Likes.
We've
yeah, you're fine.
Try to keep them awake for as long as possible.
There's a humongous
difference. And then you get on
like
the plane.
Like the gap. Hey, here's what
awake
I'm
pre-boarding.
Correct. Yeah.
This, sleep
you,
on the
you
plane.
See what this is? It's whiskey. See what this is? That's beer. Okay?
My child is not able to have either of those.
I'm not trying to give it to your kid. What I'm saying
but
is...
But you can have it.
You're going to be over here where you're fine. You're not going to have fun. But you'll be fine.
I'll take the fine.
You'll be fine. That's all I'm saying.
You'll be good. Fine. How long's the flight?
3.5 hours.
Oh, shit.
Oh, boy. All right. Well,
it's a direct. It's nonstop direct, at least.
Hey,
Punta Cana.
Keep
it's not stop.
Keep them awake.
That's good.
To kind of once we get there.
Keep them awake as long as possible.
Same, are you in the same row together?
You'll be fine.
Yes, I made sure that we've selected the seats
and
in the
look,
same
man,
row.
When they get cranky, just start walking. Just yeah. bounce up and down the just bounce up and down the aisles.
No, man.
Keep it fun.
Fuck that.
It's either that or they're crying in the seats, dude.
All these other people's problems are not your problems.
He likes that people watch. I feel
I
like
I would rather. I just no. Fuck you. I fucking no. Are you serious?
I'm sorry. I called Scott.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I just got back from California last week.
It's part of why I wanted to ask the question.
We had a fucking baby that was across the aisle from us. She cried nonstop. I don't walk up and down the aisle. Just let me hear the baby, and then I can calm down. Because I know it's not
calm
my
down,
baby.
It's okay.
Because the way that my baby sounds is different than your baby.
Right.
So I'm okay. But I don't... If you're up, back, up, back, up, back, up, back. Like, I don't want that. I want to hear...
You're messing up your shows.
I'm trying to watch Rockford Files. Trying to fucking watch the Rockford Files.
As a parent, as long as that kid's not crying, you do what you got to do. You'll be fine. I'm rooting for you.
Appreciate it.
Hang on. Can I tell you the coolest thing that I saw? And I think my dad, I think his buddy Rob would do the same thing. It was a mom that was on the airplane by herself. This is serious. Liz, this is serious. This kid was, I think she was 17 months old.
Okay.
Can we get in the show on this? This kid was crying, and the mom had to go to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
And there was an older dad. A dad, like, older. Like, a dad that was our age.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he was a 40, 41, 42, whatever, year-old dad. And she goes, do you want me to hold her? And the dad holds the baby.
Mm-hmm.
And she falls asleep. Because he knows how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Which I know that my dad, I know that Rob, I know that my friend, like, I know my friends, they'd be able to do that.
Right.
And so he held this little baby.
Yeah.
He held her while the mom went to the bathroom, and that kid slept for the rest of the flight. And it was amazing.
That man bragged to every single woman in his life to this day for that moment.
Yeah.
Right. But he held her and just held this baby and was like, no, we're not going to do a transfer. Let me hold her.
It's a real man.
It is a real man. And it was like, and I was like, if you need to pass, you can pass, because I'm watching the Rockford Files.
Yeah, right? Dude.
Of course. There's some people we need to thank on the way out here.
We do need to thank
people. Who are we thanking? We're thanking the Bond Brothers.
Thank you, Bond Brothers Eastside.
Yes, yes.
Thank you to Dimitri.
Thank you to Dimitri
Thank you to the OGs.
Yes.
Thank you to Julian out there running the sound.
Yes.
Jay, the owner, operator of this establishment.
Thank you to Logan behind the bar.
Yes, tip your
Make
servers.
Make sure you tip
thank
Logan
you
until he tips right down.
Yeah, boy.
Over.
There you go. You want to come up?
No.
280-004. Hit Mike Jones up on the low because Mike Jones about to blow. Let's grow!
Thank you, guys.